Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Just Get Fit with Nikki. I'm your host, Nikki, a certified nutrition coach and personal trainer. And today's episode is a little different. I've had a lot of questions in my DMs asking about, you know, prenatal stuff, postpartum advice, you know, what's the most important thing you learned or what do you wish you knew before? And I've been sitting on these questions for a while because I am so tired and sometimes it takes me a while to kind of think things through. But one thing that has constantly come up in my conversations is communication with your partner. And this is something that actually surprises me in that not a single person I talk to when we were thinking about having kids or going down that road or trying brought up. And really and truly, that is the biggest thing, and I think one of the most important things that no one brought up. And, you know, communication with your partner isn't always easy. And I say this as an imperfect partner who sometimes is overly emotional or cries and can't make decisions or gets angry and frustrated and doesn't express herself well. That's me. I'm not this perfect person coming from a perfect relationship giving you this advice, okay? But Vitaly and I have been together for, it'll be 17 years this year. By the time we are 40, we would have been together for half our lives. And so, you know, we have a strong foundation in our relationship. We have had a lot of time to grow together, to communicate, to improve upon things. And I will say I am incredibly blessed to have a partner that is very, very patient. And me having to learn, and I say me because it really was me, having to learn how to communicate effectively. And, you know, he always reminds me, he's like, I'm not your enemy, Nikki. Like, at the end of the day, I'm on your team. I want you to succeed. I want you to win. I'm here to help. So, like, you got to remember that. And I'm like, oh, yes, you're so logical and calm. And that is what I need, because I feel like I'm that person where, like, you know, some people stir the pot and some people add fire to the flames. And if I'd been with someone who was perhaps one of those two, things would be very tumultuous for me. But I am very lucky in that I have ended up with a partner who is very calm, like I said, and supportive. And so I say this, you know, as the imperfect partnership goes, because I think all partnerships are imperfect, and that's very normal. Anyone who thinks everything is always perfect and wonderful is probably lying to you. And I can tell you this, that, you know, since Maya has come into our lives, it is been challenging in different ways. Most of them, I think, are unsurprising. It's like, yeah, you're going to be sleep deprived. Sure, you're going to have a huge learning curve and having to figure out, you know, how to breastfeed and how to do this and how to change diapers and how to balance all this, you know, stuff in your life. But the common thing that comes up on a day-to-day basis is the communication. Trying to express my needs, how he can help, how I can feel supported, you know, is not always easy. And I will say, when people talked about, you know, that postpartum or quote unquote mommy brain after having a baby, I was like, yeah, okay. And then it hit me and I was like, holy smokes, hot damn. Like, it is hard. It is very hard to make decisions. It is sometimes hard to, like, pick an outfit, where I was just like, I think the other week I spent 20 minutes trying to find a top to go with a black skirt, and I ended up picking a white t-shirt because I'm like, cool, cool, cool. I just can't decide. And our brain actually goes through not only like some chemical changes, but physical changes as well when you become a primary caregiver. It's wild that this happens and so cool. But this is also why, you know, when you're like, it feels like a lot is going on in my life, it's like, yeah, it is. A lot is going on in your life. And so being able to communicate with your partner about your needs is already challenging. And if you are having a challenging time of doing this before, you know, being pregnant or having a child, it's only going to get harder. And one thing that we always kind of have been coming back to is he's like, okay, like, what can I do? And part of me has kind of expressed, I was like, I know you were trying to help. And that question, though, sometimes drives me insane. And I'm like, people are going to be judging and saying like, Nikki, that's like mean, or that's rude because like he's offering to help. And I'm like, I hear that and I do not disagree. However, I think the mental load that a lot of, I'm just going to say women have, or the primary caregivers have, is that we have a lot on our mind. I walk through the house and I go, oh, counter needs to be wiped. Oh, I should probably vacuum. I notice dog hair everywhere. Oh, I should probably fluff up the cushions on the couch. I wonder if we have any milk. These are just my thoughts walking through the house, let alone caring for a child. And so when you add another human or humans to your life that also have needs and are incredibly dependent on you, being able to communicate your needs, when you go from thinking like that on a normal basis to having to then do other things, is very taxing. And so sometimes I would get frustrated and being like, just look around, please just look around. And I know that's not necessarily very helpful feedback, but it is often how I felt in the moment. And once again, I'm very lucky in that Vitaly is a very patient partner. He's very hands-on. He's often the person who will stay up later so he can finish, you know, putting all the bottles in the sanitizer and then put my pump in the sanitizer after I've gone to bed, just because he wants to help no matter how tired he is. And this is definitely a privilege I have. I'm very lucky to have that support, but I think this is also part of that process that we've gone through in deciding to have a child. And he was someone who was ready well before me, years before me. He never pressured me, just, you know, we had those conversations as you do, but I think these were really important conversations because I was really worried. I was so worried about what would happen to my life, to my work, to my hobbies when we would have a child. Because the reality is, you know, I see my friends turn into moms and I see how difficult it is. And I see, you know, the changes in their lives. And sometimes it's really positive and that's exactly what they want. But it's not always what I would want for myself. And this is where I think knowing what is important to you, knowing what you, in theory, obviously you're not going to know, want your future to look like and to feel like, is crucial. Because we had those hard conversations before, right? We have lots of hard conversations now as well. But before we did, in terms of like, look, I want to be able to work. I want to be able to, you know, coach clients and go to the gym. And while these might not be crazy things that I'm wanting, they were important to me. And I wanted to voice the fact that I didn't want there to be any, well, I didn't know that was important to you, right? And I think sometimes we make assumptions about what we think our partner needs or wants or what's going to make them happy. And I've definitely done that. And it's like, oh, that's not what you want? That's a shocker. And so really having those big conversations before going down this road is crucial, but also making sure you develop and continue to foster a style of communication that is, well, positive and actually makes things easier as you go. Yes, we have gotten into routine over the last 4 months when it comes to Maya. Will that routine change as she gets bigger? 100%. But I think being able to navigate these things together and know you are a team versus doing it on your own is huge because, oh, I am so tired right now. I feel like my emotions are starting to bubble up in that oftentimes I think motherhood can feel very lonely. And even with a very supportive partner, this still applies because, you know, who's up in the middle of the night breastfeeding? Well, it's me because I'm the only one that can do it, right? Yes, you can help with diaper changes, you can help with entertaining her and helping her with tummy time, but there's certain things that are physically, mentally, and emotionally exhausting that no one but mom can do. Let alone when you're struggling with maybe postpartum depression or postpartum anxiety or having a bad body image day or being sleep deprived. These things really make it more difficult. And so feeling like you have someone to walk through, you know, this chapter of your life with is really important, because if you are not sure you are going to have support before having a child, you probably should kind of dive into that if that is something that is important to you, okay? Once again, everyone's different. Some people want to take more of the parent role on, male or female. And at the end of the day, this is about what works for you, your happiness, your family, your partnership. But I think it is really important to like drive home that point that communication is only going to get more difficult when you add not only a new dependent, and I do mean dependent, my goodness, babies just need so much time and energy. And that's, you know, to be expected, right? But at the same point, I think as humans, sometimes we think we can take on more than we can take on, and we forget about the other factors, like having a breaking point, or, you know, how well can you truly function on 2 or 3 hours of sleep for, you know, consecutive nights in a row, depending on how your child sleeps. You know, I am very blessed in that Maya is a great sleeper currently. But if I don't get, you know, a certain number of hours, I was like, man, I really feel it. And so I know that oftentimes, you know, babies have colic or other challenges, or you have a second child and there's a lot of juggling that's happening. And so coming back to, once again, that point of, you need to be able to feel like you can talk to your partner. You need to be able to feel supported in a way that is helpful. And I have had many a conversation with Vitaly over these last 4 months, you know, when it comes to how he can help me, and sometimes expressing that I know you think this is helping, but in reality, it's not. And I don't mean it in terms of like trying to be negative and ungrateful, but sometimes I think that's an important conversation as well. It's like, if I wake up every day and make a giant pot of drip coffee and you only like lattes, and then you're trying to turn your drip coffee into a latte, I haven't really helped you. I've kind of made more work for you because you're trying to salvage something that I did in an effort to make your life easier that wasn't really doing that. And I think sometimes that is what happens in a partnership with or without kids. And so being able to say like, hey, you know what? I really appreciate you doing that, but I actually prefer, you know, whatever, whatever. It's not always easy. And I know sometimes I find myself doing this too, where I try to be like, oh, Nikki, like, I really made an effort to do that. It's not necessarily what I want. How do I say something? Or do I say something? And sometimes I don't. Sometimes I'll be like, thanks for bringing me home something from the grocery store to eat. Like, the gesture was perfect. I'm so grateful. It is not what I wanted. But hey, you know what? It's okay. I would rather be thankful and express that gratitude, because chances are that will encourage you to do it again, versus, you know, me being like, ugh, I didn't want that or whatever. And, you know, Vitaly's very good about kind of knowing my general preferences and stuff like that. So, you know, if he were far off, then sure, I'd say something. But sometimes I think it's just a matter of like, look, I'm going to be grateful and appreciate the effort that you put into doing something. Would I have perhaps done it differently? Yes, but this is great too. And I think that one really interesting thing that we've experienced over the past 4 months is he really wants to make sure he doesn't make any mistakes and wants to be as helpful as possible for me and for my, and I am like so lucky that that is the case, but it tends to result in, oh, Nikki, should I do this? Or what would you like? Would you want this or you want this? And I'm just like, oh my gosh, honey, like, please make a decision. I was like, I feel like I'm not that unreasonable. And like that I don't lose my mind if you do something differently, or if I really have a preference, I'll just let you know. Like if you do something and I don't like it, I think I'll just let you know, because like, I don't know. You ask a question and there's nothing wrong with your question, but like, I don't even know what pants to put on for some reason. For some reason, that decision is just killing me right now. And like, I can't answer your question as well. And so we've kind of gotten to a point where he's like, I'll try not to ask many questions. I'll just do it. And I was like, I love that. And we're still working on it because, you know, it's hard and we're finding our way and laughing a lot in the process. I've definitely cried a lot in the process, and together we've cried, you know, happy tears in terms of like, oh my gosh, is this really our life? How did we get so lucky? And, you know, all that good stuff. But I think really and truly that one piece of advice that I would give someone thinking about having kids is make sure you can talk with your partner. Because if you are holding things back, if you are biting your tongue, if you are, you know, agreeing to disagree over big arguments and all that kind of stuff, or screaming at each other all the time, heaven forbid, that puts a lot of stress on you. That's really hard mentally and emotionally to then have to go through the challenges of, you know, not only growing a human, obviously there's lots of different ways to bring a child into your life, but in this situation, I'm just giving my example, because pregnancy was not for me. Holy smokes. I really disliked being pregnant, which is also a reminder that you can be very grateful to be pregnant, but at the same time, not enjoy the process. And, you know, being thrown into the deep end when your little one actually arrives. And so make sure that that is something that you feel good about. And I further this point by saying, if you think about, you know, everyone's grown up very differently in terms of how they're raised, who they're raised by. But I will say that I think one thing that I've learned from talking to friends across the board is that oftentimes our communication style is impacted by what we see growing up, right? Because we think, hey, that's just what's normal. Whether or not it's normal or whether or not it's healthy, that's oftentimes what we repeat in our own relationships. And so if you find it difficult to navigate conversations with your partner, that's also a big part of it, right? It's like, oh, well, you grew up seeing this, I grew up seeing that, and now we're trying to find our own way of communicating that works for both of us, makes us both feel seen and heard, and is healthy. And so trying to do all that is really important, and trying to do that preferably before, you know, taking these big steps can be really, really helpful. I definitely recommend it, you know, nearly 17 years later, and we are still growing and learning about each other and finding better ways to do things. But I think it's easier to do this because we both feel like we can actually bring up challenges and ask each other questions and have those hard conversations without feeling like we're walking on eggshells or feeling like I'm not going to have my feelings seen or heard. That's a tough place to be, because the challenges are only going to get bigger and more impactful in terms of your life and the life of a child. So having, once again, that strong foundation where you can bring up things and be like, hey, what do you think? Or I'm not sure that's working. Can we try something else without being hurt or feeling like you don't contribute anything? So while I said all of that, I'm not here to say this is how to have a healthy relationship. This is here how to communicate well. Everyone's style is going to be unique to you and your partnership. But I do think it's important to focus on that and to be able to have those conversations if you're not able to have those conversations currently. And the thing is that sometimes having these conversations is uncomfortable, but it's important, because if you can't have uncomfortable conversations with your partner, that also translates to the rest of your life, personal and professional. And life is full of uncomfortable conversations. And being able to advocate for yourself and to push for what you want and to stand up for what you believe in. And so being able to do that with your partner doesn't necessarily need to be some unrealistic or unattainable goal. Does that mean it'll always be easy? No. But is it worth working towards? Definitely. On that note, this is a wrap on this episode. Don't forget, you can follow me on Instagram at justget.fit. And if you're looking for workout programs, you can go to www.justget.fit/stronger.